tournament over the weekend, and now it's the second half. Sure, yeah. Is that the way it feels to players right now as you had take a peek at the Big Ten?
Yeah. For us, I think it's, kind of starting the second half of our season in Big Ten conference play. We're starting to, try to build momentum towards the end of the year and try, build towards the conference championship and build towards, just some momentum coming into the second half of the season.
How do you feel about this year's team compared to last year's team when you compare where you're at the same time?
I think for our team this year, I mean, we have just a lot of skill. There's just a ton of skill here. I think for us, it's just coming together as a team and being able to utilize that skill and kind of maximize our potential. I think last year we had a lot of older guys. We were a lot more mature as a team. We didn't necessarily have the skill that we have this year. So I think about for us right now, it's about kind of coming together and just kind of being more of a team.
So you're banking on maturing here in the second half of the season and taking the skill and putting it together because that's maybe what's been missing, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's something that we've kind of been missing right now is just kind of how we come together as a team and how we kind of, we use each other and we rely on each other. I think that's something that we're really trying to work on in the second half of the season.
For you personally, what were the 30 hours from Saturday to Sunday? Like, you're in Canada for the World Classic, lose to Russia, and then come back and get a game-winning assist in overtime.
Yeah, that was kind of a whirlwind of just a lot of things going on. I got like 3 hours of sleep the night before that game, and then I flew for, had a couple layover, and I came here, and I was just kind of like trying to get settled, get ready for a game, and it was just like, game was really intense, so it was just a lot of whirlwind of emotion. I slept like a rock Saturday night, I can tell you that much.
Is that one of those times where adrenaline just kind of keeps you going through the game?
Yeah, exactly. I got a good two-hour nap in before the game, and then otherwise I was pretty much just going on pure adrenaline and just praying I could keep my energy going.
You've had World Junior 2 years in a row now. How much different is that versus college hockey?
It's considerably different. I didn't really realize it until I went and did the World Junior experience. The amount of skill play that is in international is, it's increased a lot. And then I kind of take for granted, how strong everybody is in college hockey and how, just physically mature everybody is here. And then you go in international play, I felt like stronger just because everybody else wasn't quite as physically mature and strong there.
What does that experience do for you over there? You were named one of the USA's top three players. How much confidence does that give you going into the next half year?
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously as a team at USA, we didn't have the results that we wanted, but I think that my line had some success. I think that, for me, it built some confidence, and it can hopefully translate into here in the end of the second half of the season, and we can get some momentum as a team here.
You play with Larkin, who's on Michigan. What's it going to be like going there against him this weekend?
Yeah. No, it'll be fun to play against him. I have a couple other guys that I know really well on Michigan, so it's always interesting to play against guys that you know well and you were just on a team with. So we'll see how it goes. It should be fun. I'll be looking for him out there.
What do you see from